Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, God Knows My Name.
Speak the word.
In the book of Luke 19, 1 through 6, it says, Jesus was going through the city of Jericho. A man there by the name of Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector and was very wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore tree to see him since Jesus was coming that way. In verse 5, it says that when Jesus came to where Zacchaeus was, he looked up and saw him in a tree. And Jesus said, Zacchaeus, he said, hurry, he says, and come down. He says, I must say, go to your house today. And I believe that he's coming to your house today. You know, it says that the crowd saw this, of course, and were complaining. He said, look, the crowd was saying, look at the kind of man Jesus is staying with. Zacchaeus is a sinner. Later at dinner, Zacchaeus stood up and he said to the Lord, Lord, I'll give half of my property, he said, to the poor. I'll pay four times as much as I owe to those I cheated in any way. And it says, as Jesus approached a sycamore tree that day in Jericho, it says that he acted on his father's promptings him to help develop the right attitude in Zacchaeus. Friends, when we have an encounter with Jesus, He gives us a new heart, a new attitude, and a new outlook on life. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus told Zacchaeus, He said, today is the day for this family to be saved from sin. Hallelujah. Jesus called Zacchaeus by name. Zacchaeus had been called a lot of things in life. He'd been called shorty, jerk, thief, traitor, you name it, Zacchaeus was called that. But Jesus called Zacchaeus by name. Zacchaeus had been called a lot of things. It must have felt pretty good to be called by his name and have it spoken by someone so important. I think it's so awesome to know that God called me by name and that in his sight, he doesn't see me the way others see me. He doesn't even see me the way I see myself. He has a whole new way of looking at me, and I'm so thankful for that. Jesus will call you by name too. Think about that. The creator of the universe knows your name. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, how it makes you feel to be on first name basis with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I personally think it's awesome. Praise God. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but Jesus went against the flow. You know, and sometimes we have to go against the flow. We can't always join up with others just because of the size of the numbers. We know for a fact that it doesn't really matter about the numbers. We can't, you know, we have to go with the Lord. And Jesus he always went against the flow. And the crowds complained when Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house. Remember what they said? They accused him of hanging out with the sinners. Jesus was constantly being pressured by the masses to hang out with the pretty people and the important ones. He dared to go against the flow, and you know, he goes against the flow today for us. He's still going against the flow. He looks beyond what others say about you and chooses to see your highest potential. Some of you out there have potentials that he sees you through your highest potential that you have not tapped into yet. A lot of people would say, I'm just waiting on the Lord. But no, you're not waiting on him. He's waiting on you. You know, you have to be the one to take that first step. Once you take that first step, then he'll give you the second step. I know he does that with me, and I do get anxious when he gives me a step and it takes a while to get the next move. I think, well, maybe he's forgotten me. But, you know, his timing is perfect. His timing's always perfect, and I thank God for that. I'm glad it's not my timing because I'm always getting the horse before the cart. But I thank God that he doesn't do that. You might be wondering, or you might ask, well, Pastor Joe, what is foolish? What is foolish in God's eyes? Well, friends, God identifies the fool as one who refuses to acknowledge his ample evidence of who he is and his love for us. Well, friends, God identifies the fool, like I said, as the one who refuses to acknowledge his ample evidence of who he is. In Psalms 14:1 in the English Standard Version, it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. I still can't get my head wrapped around that. I mean, there's evidence everywhere you look. I mean, you can't look anywhere that you don't see the evidence of God around us. Praise God. He said, but God's desire is that we might come to know him through his son, Jesus Christ, and his provision for us throughout our lives. He will provide for you, whether it's a job you need, or it's finances you need, it's food you need, whatever it is you need, peace, joy. Some of us are not living in a lot of peace these days, but I want you to know God is our provider. He is our source, and there's nothing that we could ever possibly need that he has not already provided for. We just have to have the faith to receive it. We have to learn how to be receivers, okay? Receive. God is given. We just have to receive it. It says in 1 Corinthians 8:6, he said, yet for us, he says, there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things, not some things, but all things. But when people refuse to believe God's word, they will eventually find out just how foolish they really are. There's coming a day, it's soon, a lot of people are going to find out just how foolish they are. If God chose well-rounded people with no character flaws, some of the credit would inevitably go to the people and not to the Lord. But choosing flawed people with a bad past, like myself, a shaky present, and an uncertain future, God alone gets the glory when they accomplish amazing things by his power. Not by your power and not by my power, but by his power. Praise God. You know, it's so powerful. In other words, I want you to listen to this. In other words, God will not tolerate human pride. So he chooses people who have nothing to brag about. I'm going to say that again. God will not tolerate human pride. So he chooses people who have nothing to brag about. And God is my witness. I have nothing to brag about. Everything that I am and everything I have is only by the grace of God, my Father. And he has certainly brought me a long ways and taught me a lot of lessons. And he's still teaching me because that's a lesson we never graduate from. We never graduate from the kingdom school. It says here in Luke 19:10, it said, the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. I'm only giving about three reasons. There's many, many reasons why Jesus came. This is only a couple. It says, Luke 19:10, it says, the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. And John 12:46, it said, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. And 1 John 3:8, it says, another reason he came was to destroy the works of the devil. And you know, and that's really what we're trying to do today through the spoken word of God. For the Bible says, how can they hear unless there's a preacher. So we have apostles and teachers and prophets, but you know, we're all following the Spirit.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God. Against the Word.